With a seemingly intractable war in Vietnam, riots in American cities, and the assassination of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, things were not looking up at Christmas 1968. It was against this backdrop that we heard from the three men aboard the first manned flight to the moon.
And for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you.
William Anders began, reading from the Book of Genesis, then Lovell took over.
The first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it...
Along with two high school students, Lovell recited the text of the broadcast at Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry, which has the Apollo 8 command module on display. While Americans have been scaling back on space exploration, China is pursuing its own moonshot. This month, it landed an unmanned rover to explore the lunar surface. I'm Brian Mackey.